Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's For Love of Food, and the Westside Farmers Market was busy this last Tuesday, every Tuesday at St. Monica's Church, and people, it's not as big a market as like Brighton, so not nearly as busy as Brighton is, and some wonderful vendors. Got to catch up with Philomena, who does cooking and eating healthy with Phil. She's at the Rochester Public Market on Saturdays, so you can visit her in the winter shed, the brand new shed at the market, and you should check out what she has. She's just an amazing person, and it was kind of fun at the market. On Tuesday, she had her new little baby on her back on a little sling, really adorable, and some delicious food. So stop by the public market and see her. Come to the Westside Farmers Market on Tuesdays and see her. It's 4 to 7:30 at St. Monica's Church. And also check out Assad with Taste of Supreme. He's also at the public market on Saturdays. And he really initially made his name with a navy bean pie, which he still makes several sizes of that. And it is kind of like a pumpkin pie, but made with navy beans and an oat crust. It is gluten-free. It's got protein because of the navy beans and really delicious spices. He also had a vegan carrot cake on Tuesday at the market. Quite a few different cookies. A nice assortment of things. And there are some restaurants and markets that carry his. You can look him up online. A Taste Supreme. But also just a person to meet, which is one of the reasons to go to the farmers markets and meet some of these vendors like Philomena and Assad. There's local cheeses available at the Westside Farmers Market. Lagner Farms was busy with lots of fruit. They do quite a few farmers markets, including Brighton. But there are a number of vendors unique to each farmers market, and that's why, as I've said over the last couple months, go and visit as many farmers markets as you can. Go in search of them. Go out of your way. Take a drive in the country and visit a farmer's market like the one in Perry, which is today until noon. You have, it's about an hour to get to Perry from Rochester. So you have time to get down there and listen. It's only an hour, a pretty drive, and then you'll be able to buy from some different vendors, and yeah, you may discover you need to go back once a month or so to catch the vendors at the Perry Farmers Market. So it's right next to Letchworth State Park, and all kinds of cool things to do, including Butter Meat Company, which is pretty new there. They have a butcher in Perry now and a cupcake bakery to complement their brewery and wine bar, Ration Wine Bar on Main Street. A hole-in-the-wall restaurant, and I just saw someone posted the menu for drinks at the Bibliotheque Cafe, which is part bookstore, neighborhood gathering place, espresso bar, and this is all in little downtown Perry. And East Hill Creamery, which just had some of their Alpine cheese on sort of a vegetable ratatouille the other night. It was phenomenal. Some great cheeses. And they have a cheese vending machine there too at East Hill Creamery. So people who are camping at Letchworth can have access to cheese 24/7. And if you're out maybe discovering some farmers markets, let me know. Take a few photos. Send me a note about what you tasted, what you liked, maybe what you didn't like. I don't generally talk about those things on my shows. If I don't like something, I don't really mention it. But you can put it in an email to me. I'm not going to broadcast that. But always interested to see what people's reactions are. I was been to lots of farmers markets lately, and one of the newer vendors at the Westside Farmers Market on Tuesdays is Lost Woods Bakery, which I don't think has a retail location. I initially met them last year at the South Wedge Farmers Market. Lost Woods does a wonderful sourdough and just beautiful breads. And then got a couple of their chocolate chip and chocolate, double chocolate chip cookies. And they were two of the best cookies I've had in a while. Really, really delicious. They're large, kind of hearty cookies. I really, you know, like a four-meal cookie, almost. And but great flavors. They were also baked enough. A lot of cookies are, I don't say half-baked, but, you know, very light in color. And I tend to like cookies that have probably some people consider to be burnt or charred is a nicer way to put it. But I love. In fact, an exchange student in Norway for a year between high school and college, and there were two bakeries in town, and there were bakeries, and fairly the kind of scout for things that were burned, and they probably thought I was looking for deals because they would sell them at half price, which was a good deal. But I actually preferred them when they were, again, a little over brown, slightly charred. I mean, there is a limit. I don't, you know, I don't eat charcoal, but something that has a good char to it, especially baked good. And Lost Woods had that with their bread. They have a little bit of char underneath the bread. It adds some great flavor. And those cookies were really delicious. So, they're not sure if they're at the South Wedge Farmers Market, but they were at the West Side Farmers Market this past Tuesday. And I still have a bunch of farmers markets I haven't been to, so you may well run into me at one of these farmers markets. The beauty is that you can shop outside, which is great. You can buy directly from the vendors and the farmers, which really helps them. As I've said many times, local goods, local fruit and vegetables are great to get in a farmer's market or at a grocery store, but the farmer gets a pretty small percentage of what you're paying at the grocery store, maybe 10%. Whereas at the farmer's market, they get 95% because the fee for being there is pretty small. So, just another reason to get to the local farmer's markets. Also, I had some amazing sweet corn this week from Gentles Market. They're over near Ellison Park, and it's the old Penfield Road, and just really great pop to the kernels, very sweet, but I really like the kernels that pop. I had some other corn this week that was maybe slightly too mature, and so but also just maybe more likely a different variety, and it had some wonderful flavor, but it didn't have that pop. That's maybe just my preference, I guess. But I'm going to be back at Gentles. And the other thing that Gentles has, and I posted about it on Instagram for Rochester Food Net a few times, that they got some amazing melons. You should try them all. Little ones, they also have larger melons, but more than most other farm markets that I've been to, they have more varieties of melon. And they are fabulous. Now, they look pretty small, and that's not because they were picked early or anything. That's just these different varieties are smaller. But you may find when you cut them open that the rind is thinner. So you actually get a fair amount of fruit. But they're a little deceiving that way, because you kind of assume they'll have the rind like a big honeydew or a big cantaloupe. And it's actually a pretty thin rind in many cases, and some really good flavor. I saw Eric Fallon's posted for Fallon's Family Farms. They were picking watermelon this week, and those look delicious. Gotta get some this weekend. Fallon's Family Farm sells at the Brighton Farmers Market, and they also have their own farm market. So we're sort of mid-season harvest. Some of those melons becoming more widely available, and the tomatoes also just going crazy right now. Finally, some really phenomenal tomatoes. Love this time of the year. Sweet corn and tomatoes with a melon for dessert. That's kind of all I need. Maybe throw a little bit of cheese in, but some great protein. Herd Orchards is picking. And you can also pick your own. They've got donut peaches, blackberries, and blueberries for you pick. You'd need to make an appointment, and so I would call them now if you want to pick today, because they're only open until 3. But regularly Thursday, Friday, Saturday for you pick. And the donut peaches are really delicious. If you haven't seen them, they've become much more popular in the last few years. You occasionally saw them 5 years ago, and now they are pretty common. And they do look a little like a donut, although they don't have a hole in the middle. The pit is in the middle. And unlike regular peaches, the pit is kind of partially exposed in the center of the peach. I don't know how they first found this or developed this donut peach, but you can kind of hold the center pit and eat around it, and they're kind of convenient that way. They're not quite as messy to eat as peaches can be, and there are quite a few different ones. Herd Orchards carry some. I'm not sure they have these available yet, though, but they're kind of like a peach. Very different. You wait for those to ripen, and they have a much firmer texture. Really delicious, just very different than what you might expect. And then they're white peaches and white donut peaches, which also have a much, much finer texture, more delicate texture, and a really good flavor. So they got nectarines as well at Herd Orchard. So time to stock up on fruit. I love this season. And as I said, virtually every week, take advantage of the fact that we live in an area, fruit belt, where so much of this great fruit is available. But consider doing some picking for yourself, making some pies, freezing some for the winter, and really celebrating amazing fruit we have here. Whether you pick your own or get it at a farm market or farmer's market, you have many options. And but the seasons go by quickly. You know, the cherry season, I had some cherries still in my refrigerator because they hold quite well, and was kind of parceling them out because I knew that cherry season was over. And it's these seasons, some of the fruit seasons are just too short. And peaches, is another season, you know, a few more weeks, and that season will be coming to an end. But apples are coming. It's just a great time of the year. Also, speaking of harvest, Rochester Food Net, there's a post from last week by Karen Cross-Smith on the remarkable radish. And there are lots of different kinds of radishes, but she has some good ideas on how to use them in cooking and how to take advantage of their spiciness. Not all of them are spicy, but also different ways to cook them and to use them fresh. So her article is at RochesterFoodNet.com, and good to explore radishes. You know, if they're too intense for you to just eat a whole one, then you could take some of her ideas of kind of julienne them and you know, slicing them into a salad where they can add some spice but not be as intense, and then cooking them also, roasting them is something I haven't tried, but now I will. So again, RochesterFoodNet.com. You can get more details on radishes and breakfast sandwiches. Over the last 7 months, the collaborators have gone to 7 different places for breakfast sandwiches, and we have our August place selected. We'll be tasting those, writing about those, and toward the end of August, publishing the latest breakfast sandwich roundup. So I'm looking forward to trying this breakfast sandwich. I haven't had one from this place before, but I've had other things that are really good, and can't wait to try their breakfast sandwich. A number of the places that we've been, including Balsam Bagels, which was one of the last places to be reviewed, they've got lots of vegan options, gluten-free, and I thought one of the most fascinating things that Balsam Bagels does is their vegan lox. You should wonder how one makes a vegan lox, because that's kind of strange. But they make it, believe it or not, with carrots. So it's kind of roasted, marinated carrots that give you the color of lox, a little bit of the texture, although not the flakiness of lox, and a surprising amount of the flavor of lox. And as I noted in my review of Balsam Bagels at RochesterFoodNet.com, it doesn't have any of the fishiness of lox, which is not surprising because it isn't fish. It's carrots, which I had this a few years ago when I was there also, and it's one of those things when I hear someone describe it, I've got to try it because it sounds so intriguing. So they make that in-house, it's really delicious. They also have like a million options for your sandwiches and breakfast sandwiches, probably because they make so many different kinds of bagels. And really a fun place to go in. People well set up to, you know, be careful. And if you want to do curbside pickup, you can do that. They have a nice tent set up outside. They set up the tent in part of their parking lot. So, like many places right now, taking advantage of outdoor seating as much as possible. And that's a nice spot under the tent at Balsam Bagels. They're on Winton Road in the Browncroft neighborhood and not far from Mayor's Paint and Hardware, one of my favorite places. That's my go-to hardware store. When I'm in need of something and I'm working on a project, I'm sometimes there a couple times a week. And then Captain Jim's Seafood Market is right around the corner. And I saw someone post online a note about a new chocolate maker in town, and it's called A Craft Chocolate. A is for Antonori, and I'm guessing this is Brian Antonori. Amanda posted this, but I got to get more details from her. So this is a new chocolate producer in Rochester, and A Craft Chocolate. So you'll find them on Facebook, and I really love chocolate, so I'm excited about this. We have some great chocolate in Rochester, for sure. With we've got Hedonist makes and been making really chocolate for a long time, and Laughing Gull, they're one of the new producers, and they do a stone ground chocolate. A lot of what they use is stone ground, so it's not as fine a texture as what a lot of people are used to. So you should check them out. They're also in the North Winton Village area, and if you run into something like this, let me know. Email me, michael@saverlife.com, let me know. The other thing that I'm usually looking for is fairly high percentage of cacao or chocolate, and A Craft Chocolate's doing a Madagascar 72% chocolate single origin. And you can find them on Facebook, A Period Craft Chocolate. Look them up there, and can't wait to taste them. Handcrafted right here in Rochester, and they're doing bean to bar. So roasting these, and they got some packaging. Order them online, acraftchocolate.com, and they can be delivered to your door. Don't know where they're available for sale, but there are five bars. There's Peru, Fiji, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, and Tanzania, all in the 65% to 70% range of cacao, and they've got a promo code. So order $20, you can get 20% off, and that expires September 1st. So get some local chocolates. Can't wait to find out more about this. Brian Antonori was also involved. Well, he was a chef for Bamba Bistro, and longtime chef in the Rochester area, also made ice cream, collaborated on ice cream production before Eat Me Ice Cream arrived. They had some gourmet ice cream. So Artisan Craft Chocolate is another option here. Across the United States, and have free local delivery here in Rochester. If you want details, email me, michael@saverlife.com. Again, when you see things like this or find out about them, please let me know. Someone posted a photo from Spotted Duck Ice Cream. Speaking of ice cream, they are in the Finger Lakes. They are down on just off Seneca Lake, very close to Seneca Lake. Kind of midway down the lake, the road over to Penn Yan from Seneca Lake. And they have wicked chocolate. There's a Seneca salted caramel, maple nut, a super stout, Java Junction, Emu Tracks, hot Fleur Bleu, Elderberry Port Reserve, Candied Coconut, a Fudgy Wedgie, and a Black and Blue Berry were available yesterday. So if you haven't been to Spotted Duck, they use duck eggs for their ice cream. They think it has better texture for ice cream, and it's kind of unusual. I don't know if other local businesses making ice cream with duck eggs, but Spotted Duck has the ducks right out there. You can go out and put your feet up and watch some of the ducks, and some really, really good ice cream. If you haven't tasted their ice cream, visited them before. And they also do flights. So kind of like wine or beer flights. These are flights of either 4 or 10. Or maybe 4 or 8. Little kind of mini scoops. Their own individual dishes on a wooden tray. Oh, it's a fun way to be able to taste lots of different ice creams, and you know, they'll let you just taste one if you want to decide whether you want it or not. But if you like having a little bit of a lot of different ice creams, the Spotted Duck is an ideal place to go. So that's Seneca Lake, just midway down the lake. It's it's Route 54A that goes over to Cuca Lake. And they're just up the hill, again, just off of Route 14. So Spotted Duck ice cream. They used to be called Spotted Duck Creamery, but people thought they made cheese. So, that wouldn't disappoint me if I went to a place thinking they made cheese and was only able to get ice cream, but they dropped the creamery part of it. Just to make sure people weren't confused. Now, if you want details on that or anything else that I mentioned today, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. And if you run into some cool things, some great food, some wonderful service, restaurants that are really doing some amazing things to stay to stay safe, to give their customers confidence, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. Always appreciate hearing from you and seeing what you find maybe at some of the farmers markets and farm markets around our area. And celebrate the season. As much fruit and local fruit and sweet corn and tomatoes and cucumbers and squash. I've got huge sunflowers out in our garden, and just found a zucchini that was getting a little bit too big because I hadn't been out checking it often enough. It was hiding, kind of hiding in plain sight. So just had some of my first tomatoes from the garden too. So get out and celebrate this time of the year. And I mentioned during the gardening show, if we get the thunderstorms tomorrow and Monday, you might need to do some watering of your gardens and your lawn, because it's been pretty dry and there's a lot of dry weather coming this next week. So have a great day. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes today. Tomorrow, it's the Grapevine at 9 a.m. at saverlife.com. Have a great day.